You probably think that you are better now. Better now. I couldn't help myself opening this way. Because of all the song references in this masterclass, you may think that you are better now, having done this track on Harder. And I'm sure that you are right. Yet, how much better now will you be after this track on Better? And welcome back to this masterclass on Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. And yes, in this track, we're talking about being better. And one of the reasons that you hear me open it in this way too is because a theme that we'll keep coming back to in this track is that better is fun. Right? How can you make being better, getting better, fun? So it's not like this thing where it's like, gotta be better, gotta get better, striving away at it. It's more like the reason that we play games, right? Leveling up. It's fun to be better. It's fun to get better. It's fun to challenge ourselves to be better. It's like we talked about in the Harder track, and also in track one, that, yeah, this is a training program. It is hardcore. But no matter what level you're operating at already, how do you become harder, better, faster, stronger? Yet, it should be fun. Like we talked about in Harder. How do you make Harder fun? Like we talked about there. Skiing every day in Vail, I saw I only skied the hard stuff. Because that's what was fun. And I saw that I could see my work the same way. The work that had been so hard for me at the time. That felt hard. That was hard. I began to see differently. That I did it because it was hard and it could be more fun. Like that example we used of Crazy Goggins, former Navy SEAL. His Instagram post to the Buds Class 335. To pray for the worst fucking weather. To pray for it to be so hard. Because that's what brings out your best. And here seeing better the same way. That you can be really striving. You can really be pushing yourself to be better. You might feel like in many ways you're not good enough. And you might not be good enough to achieve those goals you dream. You're just like a gamer, leveling up, playing because they want to be challenged, because they want to get better. Looking for every way you can to improve because that's the point of the game. Like golf or tennis. Some of these sports can be so frustrating, can't they? Because we so desperately want to be better, and that's the point of the game. To train us that we can get better at things. To condition our minds, to condition our bodies for being better. And so we're coming at this topic of better in some of the same ways. Yeah, this is about hardcore training. You might have put it all on the line. You might have bet massively on yourself and your business, career, and life. You may not be getting it done. It may be really hard for you. You may be stretched beyond your capabilities. And that's all good. Because isn't that the point? That just like tearing up Vail Mountain, you do it because it's fun. You do it because it's hard. And you don't only need to get better to drive the results you want. You want to get better because of how it feels to keep getting better. To look back and see what you're now capable of. And so, having gone through Harder, you might feel like you're better now, better now. And how much better now will you feel? We reach the end of this track, having covered these topics of being better. And what does this mean for you? Why does being better matter to you? We'll talk about what better means in a moment, but why are you here listening to this? Why do you want to be better? How many of us want to be worse? Right? It's not just that our society, and we often celebrate people who are the best, or that we love being better, but how many of us want to be worse? Less effective, less capable, less confident, less able to drive the results that we want in the world. How many of us want to be less? Or do we want to be more? Why do you want to be better? What does being better really mean to you? When you're better, what will you be more capable of? Being better, how will you feel better? Being better, what results are you now driving? What are some of those things where you look out in your life and you know that if only you can get better, you'll feel better, you'll drive better results? And just like we talked about in Harder, even though it can seem like a steep learning curve, can't it? There's all these things that you need to get better at, or that you're not yet good enough at. You know that just like gaming, a small number of keys, or that golf swing, a small number of tweaks, or working in Excel, or leading, or public speaking, or standing in front of a boardroom, or being a better father or mother, husband or wife, can be as easy as a small number of tweaks that you decide now matter to you, because it matters to you to be better. So what are these things for you? Why are we here? Getting better now, together. Why are we here? What are you honing in on being better at now? By the end of this track, how will you have laid in your mind not just these ideas, but your principles and practices, the things that you are now doing, being better now, better now? Let's go deeper, better.